Well, ooh, that never gets any easier. You seem surprised. Oh, could it be that you weren't expecting a hot, barely clothed woman to appear in a puff of smoke when you rubbed that bottle? Oh, you're in shock. How cute. I go by many names. Dijen, Juno, Genie. But the one that tickles me the most is Genius. Because, you know, it sounds like genius. Well, yeah, obviously. I appeared in a puff of smoke when you rubbed a bottle. What else am I going to be? Viral marketing? Oh, I know you're a big enough nerd to know how this goes down. But rules are rules, so... I am the genie of the bottle. You get 3 wishes, no more, no less. From experience, believe me, don't try wishing for more wishes. The only wishes that cannot be granted at all are either those that would essentially destroy the universe, so no wishing to, say, change the valence of hydrogen to 17 or something, or those that are already true, so wishing that up is up or something daft like that. That's the part you focus on. I thought they were essentially the same thing. All right, fine then, my geek master. Let's see, how could I have possibly guessed? Could it be the anime wall scrolls? The figurines lined up on the shelves? The fact that you can't keep your virgin eyes from drifting down my body? You obviously are. The fact you're actually wearing an Ahego hoodie, and that this room smells of sweat and spent cum. I mean, really, this whole room screams virgin. But even if I was wrong about all that, then this whole time I was able to watch you from my bottle. It took you years to rub me in just the right way, but I've seen it all in that time. Your hobbies, you interacting with your friends and occasionally striking out with women. And even what kind of hentai you jerk off to. Of course I've been watching you. It's not like there's much else to do in that bottle after all. Now, my geek virgin master, what's your first wish? You wish I'd stop calling you that? Oh, master, the only way I'd stop calling you that is if it's not true. Being a geek is part of who you are. Being my master will only last for as long as I'm your genie. Why, the only way for me to stop is to stop you being a virgin anymore. Your wish is accepted, master. Why? I'm undressing because I'm about to stop you being a virgin, of course. Oh no, I'm afraid there's no getting out of it. Now that you wish for it, there's no force on earth that could stop me, short of you making another wish. All you have to do is say, I wish for you to stop. I will. Think of it like a safe word. If you hate the idea of this adorable genius stripping you of each and every first time that much, then a second wish is a small price to pay. Your flustered face is so adorable, master. Why don't we start by you giving me your first kiss? Why don't we combine this with your first hand job, master? Yeah? Let's lose the pants. No need. I'm magic, remember? Much better. You're already so hard, master, despite your objections. Look, I can see on your face how much you're enjoying your first hand job. Oh my, you're throbbing so hard in my hand as I kiss you. Leaking so much pre-cum, it's getting my hand all sticky. You're so close, aren't you, master? Oh, your eyes are practically rolling back. I guess maybe that was the real reason you have that Ahegao hoodie, huh? Maybe it's time for another first. Do you want your cum all over my face, Master? Do you want to glaze me with hot, thick ropes of your cum like you're painting a canvas? Do you want to make me look like a plasterer's radio? A one-man bukkake session? You're finally being honest about what you want. Okay, Master. I'm down on my knees for you, jerking your thick, hard cock into my genius face. There's no need to hold back. I want it, Master. Please, paint me like one of your waifu statues. Oh, Master, you must have completely emptied your balls over my face. Look at you, your legs shaking like that. Did my handjob really feel that good? Why are you acting like we've finished, Master? Master, did I not already say that I was going to take every last first time you had? We can't do that with empty balls, so... Did I overdo it when I refilled your balls with cum? It looks like they're desperately straining. Aren't you lucky to have such a cute genius here to empty them for you again? Over and over. I know. Why don't we move on to a tit job next, yes? I've seen you staring at them hungrily this whole time, after all. And with your balls that full, you need another release already, right? Why don't you try grabbing a handful of them in each hand and jerk yourself off with these hot, soft, pillowy tits? If you can't hold back, then don't. Until the end of this wish, my body exists solely to take your first times, Master. Grab me, grope me, use me. That's it. Grab them both. Wrap them around that hard cock, Master. Why don't you stop thrusting like you need it? I can feel those hot, full, heavy balls slapping against my tits, Master. Look, Master, as your cum slides down my face, it's dripping down my cleavage. Doesn't it feel so good to use your own cum as lube while you fuck these heavy tits? It feels so good. I'm going to tease myself while you violate these big, soft titties. That's it, Master. Jerk yourself off with my sexy tits. You want to see what they look like? Absolutely coated in your cum, don't you, Master? I want to cum as Master paints me. I want to cum as your cock pulses and throbs between these fun bags wrapped around your dick. Totally smothered with it. It's time for your first clean-up blowjob. Master's dick tastes even better in a semen marinade. Now, where should we go next? Maybe Master would like to have his first time fucking my wet, tight pussy. Oh, whoops. I guess I overdid it again. How clumsy of me. Why? Well, why would I do the same thing that just made you fuck my tits like a crazed lust beast? Right before I want you to fuck my pussy? It's a real mystery, isn't it? No, Master. Do you want me to lay down here and spread my legs for you? Or do you want to pull me up, bend me over, and rail me into the bed from behind? Oh, Master. You're being so rough. Are you trying to punish me? Is that it? Is this why you're pushing me over like that? Are you going to rail the slutty pussy into submission? Promises, Master. Do you really think you can breed a genius's pussy so easily? Then fucking prove it. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, Master. Is that really all you've got? You're gonna turn me into a breeding bitch, right? Isn't that what you said? Do it, Master. Make me into your bitch in heat. Oh, your breeding hole. Oh, fuck, that's it, Master. Show me who's really in charge. Shit. Use my tight pussy as your personal honor hole. Oh, Master. I'm going to... Fuck. Please. Oh, fuck me while I come on your dick, Master. Yeah. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Master. Oh, fuck. Oh, Master. My pussy is so sensitive. If you keep fucking me like that, then please, Master, come with me. Breed your genius, slutty pussy. Flood me with your cum, Master. Please. Oh, fuck. You're throbbing inside. It's coming, Master. I'm coming. Fuck, fuck. Are we, Master? Oh, no. Not at all, Master. After all, There's literally hundreds, maybe thousands of positions I still need to fuck you in. Oh, pardon, that you still need to fuck me in. That clean-up blowjob really didn't count as fellatio, so we still need you to do that. Plus, we can't forget erimatio. Not least because I want to feel you fuck my face. I'll need to clone you for the bukake, and then myself for the double tit fuck, and that's just a random assortment off the top of my head. We've got a long, long evening ahead of us still, Master. I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about what you want to try next, or I'll pick for you. In the meantime, you haven't made out with a cum splattered whore yet, have you, Master? Perhaps trying to fit every sexual position in existence into one evening was a little ambitious. I still can't believe you suggested ranch dressing for that one. Or that it actually worked. Oh, nonsense. You were never in any real danger. I had complete faith in your abilities. Have you had a chance to think about your remaining two wishes? More embarrassing than when you wore me like a belt as you went for a run through a park filled with facsimiles of ourselves? It's okay. It's been a weird night. Oh my. You wish I was in love with you. Me? Not a famous celebrity? Or a literal goddess? Or even one of your anime waifus brought to life? Oh? Well, that sound means I can't grant your wish. I already told you the two circumstances that could happen in. So, which one do you think it is? I suppose it must mean that granting that wish would unravel the universe. Oh, how unexpected. Did you have any other wishes instead? Me, huh? Okay. Once. When I was younger, I wished for more wishes. Little did I know I'd be the one granting them as a slave of a brand new bottle. So, I don't think I'm really the best person to ask for advice there. I mean, you could, yeah, but wishing me free does undo all your previous wishes, so you'd be a virgin again. You can live with that. Wait, what? Your wish is accepted, Master. Bloody hell, I'm free. I... Well, thank you. I can barely believe it. You bloody fool. Just think of all the cool things you could have actually wished for, and yet you chose me over them all. Of course I'm not crying. I got a bit of cum in my eye earlier. My power's much weaker now, so it's just irritating my eyes, that's all. Oh, fuck. Where am I even going to stay? Oh, what am I going to do? Okay. I think I'll take you up on that. You don't mind. At least until I figure out what to do. I owe you my life in a way, after all. But, in the meanwhile, I guess, since it's my fault you're a virgin again, I should probably take responsibility and take them all over again. Don't worry, though. I plan to take my time this time around. Do you have any ranch dressing so we can get started?